Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us, we hope we're going to have with us very shortly, Michael Perutka, who's running for the president of the United States on the Constitution Party ticket. But unfortunately, we're getting an answering machine when we call the number we have, so we may not have Michael Perutka. And it may be just you and me that are going to be talking today. And if that's the case, why, we hope that many of you will give us a call here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, because I have absolutely nothing prepared and nothing to talk about. But let me mention, this morning I pulled down off of the internet, and I'll tell you, the internet is really wonderful. I just typed in Alan Greenspan and gold 1966, and I wanted to see the article that Alan Greenspan had written in 1966 about gold as being the only real basis of a monetary system. And it was really fascinating. There it was. I pulled it down. I had an opportunity to read it and to think a little bit about what Alan Greenspan was saying in 1966. And he talked about how this whole idea of a fiat money system was really a scam that was put forward by the welfare state so that they could get the ability to destroy the value of the savings of the people of a nation to pay for their welfare benefits. And he makes it very, very clear that there is no way you can prevent inflation without having a gold-backed currency. And he goes into the background of course, gold is the basis of the various monetary systems, and then how it was that we got off the gold standard, and then what has happened to our currency since then. Now, of course, remember, he's writing in 1966, and it was the middle of the Vietnam War. We'd been in the Vietnam War for a couple of years, and of course the government was largely financing that by stealing from the Social Security Fund. What Lyndon Johnson did at that time was to take the Social Security Fund, which up until that time had been a separate entity, and simply put this into the general revenue. So all the money that came in from Social Security, it was not simply paid out and then the remainder put into a trust fund. Of all the money that came in from Social Security was put into the general fund and then promptly spent, and then all the excess money that was not supposed to go into the fund was spent as well. So here is a way of funding the Vietnam War without having to raise taxes and getting the people unhappy, and of course shifting the burden of the cost to the next generation. But the difficulty is, when you do that, you have to pay interest on the debt. So then of course the debt keeps getting larger and larger, just as a matter of compound interest, because you never pay off the interest on the debt. It just keeps growing. And what you're doing is, first of all, shifting the expense to your children and then to your grandchildren. But the system can still work, because after all, the national debt, we owe it to ourselves, so it's only owed to Americans. But where you begin to get into problem with this whole scam is when you no longer have enough money to fund the debt on your own, and then you have to start borrowing from other people. We borrow today over about $1.2 or $1.3 every single minute for foreigners, $1.6 to $1.7 billion a day from foreign central banks or from foreigners who buy our bonds. And the difficulty is, what's going to happen when they stop buying? Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And this afternoon, we had hoped to have with us as a special guest Michael Perutka, who is the presidential candidate of the Constitution Party. Now, as you know, we have President Bush running on the Republican ticket, and he, of course, subservient to the Council on Foreign Relations, which wants one world government. He is a member of a society that is so secret, he refuses to tell anybody anything about it. And as he said, that organization is so secret, I can't tell you anything about it. The same thing is true with John Kerry. He also happens to be a member of this same secret society, and it's so secret he can't talk about it. He is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the major thrust and the major goal of both the Skull and Bones and of the Council on Foreign Relations is to establish a one-world government under the control of a ruling elite. Now, we don't have a lot of information on the Skull and Bones. All we know is it's an offshoot of a secret occult organization that existed in Bavaria in 1832, brought to the United States by a man named Russell, whose family was deeply involved in the drug trade. But I think that we can tell enough from what the information we do know that the Skull and Bones has an obsession with human skulls and human bones. They have a Geronimo skull there. They have all sorts of swastikas on the walls. They seem obsessed with singing German and Nazi songs. Why would the future leaders of America have live in a tomb, and this called the tomb that has hardly any windows to it, and they live there during their senior year, and it's they have swastikas and obsessed with the occult? Well, very simply because the Nazi movement pretty came from the occult. And right now, we have Mike on the line. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Dr. Stitt, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be with you. I apologize. I'm actually on a cell phone with you this evening, and the connection may not be perfect, and I apologize, but it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great to be with you, and even if you're on a cell phone, it's better than having a monologue for an hour. Anyway, of course.
But you do a great monologue, Dr. Stan. I could listen to you for hours and hours. Because you know why? Because you realize that this is a spiritual battle, and we're playing it out, we're battling it out in the economy and in the politics and the culture. But you are a man of great understanding, and I so appreciate knowing you and talking to you and being with your listeners.
Hold that thought right there. Well, we're going to just bring our other stations back on with us, and now we have Michael Perutka, who is the presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, and we're fortunate to have him, and he'll be with us at least for half an hour. So, Michael, tell us a little bit about what your candidacy really is all about. Now, of course, you're running as a third-party candidate here, and most people have heard of President Bush. Everybody's heard of President Bush, and certainly every literate person in America has heard of Michael Perutka, of John Kerry. As we were pointing out, they both come from the same secret society. They both are surrounded by people who come from the Council on Foreign Relations, dedicated to globalism and the transfer of our wealth to other nations. Let's talk about what your candidacy is about and what the Constitution Party stands for.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. And you know what? We got interrupted there while I was complimenting you, so I want to finish that and say that I am so grateful to know a man like yourself who is a man of understanding and realizes this is a spiritual battle that we're in here, and that it's played out in the culture and in economics and in politics. But really, this is about who's boss. This is about who is Lord, and whether the state is God or whether God is God. And I appreciate the opportunity to distinguish between Michael Anthony Perutka and those other parties and those other candidates that you mentioned, because really they are fringe candidates. I was asked this question the other day about being a fringe candidate, and I said, hold on. From an American understanding of law and government, from a constitutional understanding, Mr. Bush and Mr. Kerry really are the fringe candidates. What the Constitution Party stands for and what Michael Anthony Perutka stands for is a return to constitutional government. This is an American idea. This truly is mainstream America, because this rests on the same principles that America was founded on, and that is that there is a creator God. Our campaign themes are God, family, and the Republic. There is a creator God. Law and liberty of conscience and government come from him. That rights come from him. Our rights come from that creator God. And the purpose of government is not to redistribute your wealth, but to protect and defend and secure those God-given rights. And I'm grateful to be on a program such as yours and to talk to folks who have this principial understanding of American law and government. Now, that what happens when we move away from that is that the allegiance of our leaders, and by the way, I am not a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Dr. Stad. I am not a member of Skull and Bones. You actually do have a choice. You can vote for a candidate who's neither of those things. I represent none of those internationalist interests. My desire and the desire of the Constitution Party is to represent American interests. Our allegiance is to the United States of America. We are friends of liberty everywhere, as John Adams said, but we are guardians of our own liberty, and we are guardians of our borders. I firmly believe that we have to stop these unconstitutional wars for empire across the globe, and if need be, we have to put all those troops, if it's necessary, on our borders to protect our sovereignty. It's hard for American people to understand, Dr. Stan. It's hard for them to see, but the leaders in this country, both Democrats and Republicans, are committed to the New World Order. The first time I ever heard the words New World Order, as many of us in America heard those words, was out of the mouth of Daddy Bush, of Bush Senior. That's when I first heard it. I wondered what he was talking about. I had no idea. It was later that this concept got defined for me and for many Americans. And what it represents is an allegiance to something that is actually antithetical to American sovereignty. The Constitution Party believes that we need to enforce the United States Constitution. We need to stick by its rules, and our allegiance should be for the protection of American individuals, American jobs, American industries, and not go across the world and try to conquer the world or make the world safe for democracy when we're not even a democracy ourselves. So I'm sorry, I don't mean to give a long speech, Dr. Stan, but our primary, if people remember nothing else from what they might hear me say tonight, please remember that if you care about America, if you care about constitutional government, indeed if you care about Republican principles, then please don't waste your vote on Republicans or Democrats who have demonstrated their lack of fidelity to the United States Constitution. Please consider voting for America, voting for your children and grandchildren, voting for Michael Anthony Perucca and the Constitution Party.
Well, now tell me your position on the war, because I'm very concerned about this war. I think a lot of people are, and especially as they begin talking about, we're never going to draft. We have no intention of drafting your sons and daughters. You can assure we would never do that sort of thing. How do you feel about the war in Iraq, and what should we be doing?
Well, the threshold question is, did we declare war in Iraq, Dr. Stan? And we did not. We did not. If you go to a website called Project for the New American Century or newamericancentury.com, you'll see that people who are in power today, like Mr. Cheney and Mr. Rumsfeld and Mr. Wolfowitz, people who are in positions of authority today, actually had this war planned way before President Bush was even elected. This war was on the shelf. The conquering of Iraq and the establishment of a permanent military presence in Iraq was on the shelf waiting for a pretext, and that pretext came along in the person of 9/11 bombing of the World Trade Center, and there are many people who would claim that there are American intelligence fingerprints all over that bombing. But even if you don't believe that, you have to see the plain evidence that this war in Iraq was planned before that ever occurred, and that was used as a pretext to do what was already planned to be done by what is sometimes called the neocons, the neocon crowd. This was planned. America has been dragged into it. And if you don't believe that this is going to draft your sons and your daughters, then I just suggest that you wake up and smell the coffee, because that's what's in the works. Maybe they're not going to draft your daughters first time through, but that's what's in the works here, because they need human fodder to carry out their despicable internationalist world empire plans.
And you really believe then that they intend to keep our troops over there? They say, you know, that our troops aren't coming home until 2005. Now, they don't say our troops are coming home in 2005. They say, but they're not coming home before 2005. What do you think the real plan is as far as our troops in the Middle East?
Dr. Stan, you know, in America here, when we talk about some things like this, people say, oh, well, you're a conspiratorialist. You know, you're out there on the fringe. Or you are. Please go to this website I've described,
newamericansensory.org. That's newamericansensory.org.
Go there and see what Mr. Rumsfeld, Mr. Cheney, Mr. Bill William Kristol, indeed Mr. Gary Bauer and others, go see what they signed. See who those men are. There's 30 or so men who signed this document who called for an American military establishment in the Middle East. They wanted to take advantage of this time in history when there was only one superpower and we would not be deterred to go ahead and conquer these Middle East countries and take them over, not for Americanism, by the way, where they don't have a right to do that, but to take them over for communist, a socialist New World Order empire. And that's what's been planned here, and that's what's being carried out here. And Dr. Stan, I ask people, don't take my word for it. Please go see what Mr. Rumsfeld, Mr. Wolfowitz, Mr. Cheney, and others said and published. Don't believe me, and don't take my interpretation of it. By the way, go use your own, do your own thinking, please, and make up your own mind as to what this is all about. I would ask people just as a red flag to think. Look, at 15 of the 19. People who bombed, who were on those planes who bombed the World Trade Center with those airplanes, were from Saudi Arabia. Well, how come we haven't invaded Saudi Arabia? 15 of the 19 people were from there. Why are we in Iraq? This was planned in advance. And but again, the threshold question is this. Is, and by the way, our military over there are sitting ducks. They are sitting ducks, and they are. Being blown up on the street corners. But the threshold question is this lawful? Is this legal? Is this constitutional? And, of course, it is not. War was not declared here, and this power of war and peace can't be usurped by the president on the basis of a resolution by Congress, and they can't divest themselves of the power and authority to do so. So we have an unconstitutional situation here, and that would be rectified under a Peruk administration. We would bring those people home as safely and as swiftly as possible. And as I said, if necessary, we would use them to defend our borders, our southern borders.
All right, fine. Now, how do you feel about this process of globalization, which both the Republicans and the Democrats are committed to through NAFTA and the World Trade Organization and CAFTA and the Free Trade Organization of the Americas, this idea of taking down all of our tariff barriers and this idea that we should be concerned about America rather than the rest of the world? What's your position on globalization?
Well, of course, globalization is something that is anti-constitutional. It's anti-American. This is a dangerous thing for America to embark on. What we are doing is sacrificing our national sovereignty. And what's actually criminal, is that we have elected leaders in America, and you won't do any better under Mr. Kerry. We have elected leaders of both parties, both major parties, which are committed to this New World Order, which is an anti-American agenda. Moreover, Dr. Stan, the agenda of these folks is being promulgated in our government schools, where we're teaching our children to be citizens of the world, and we're not teaching them their American history and lessons in American liberty and American sovereignty. If Peruka was elected president, we would not be in the United Nations, and the United Nations, by the way, would not be in the United States of America. We would be out of organizations like NAFTA and the World Trade Organization. We would remove ourselves from these unconstitutional violations of our sovereignty.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Mr. Michael Prutka, who is running for the presidency on the U.S. On the Constitution Party here in the California, to be the American Independent Party. And the fact you haven't been reading about them in your local newspapers reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think.
The Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WART.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Michael Perutka, and he's, of course, running for the presidency on the here in the California on the American Independent Party, but nationwide on the Constitution Party. He's going to be on 41 ballots across America, 41 states. Ralph Nader, who you read about day after day and hear about and see on television, he'll be lucky if he gets on 7 or 8 ballots, state ballots across the nation. And so it'd have to be a write-in vote in those other states. And what you have to realize is you only have to get a third of the vote in a three-way race actually to win that race. Now, Michael, one of the things that really bothers me is the fact that the Republicans traditionally have talked about a balanced budget, you know, certainly decreasing spending, and yet independent of the war, certainly the war may have cost a couple of hundred billion dollars, but pardon me, a couple hundred billion dollars, but we're going to have a deficit of over 458 billion dollars that they acknowledge right now, plus all the money they're going to steal from Social Security and Medicare that will simply be added to the national debt. Can our nation continue running massive deficits? One of these days, why, other countries are going to quit buying our debt, aren't they?
I understand, and you know, my friend Franklin Sanders always says that, you know, they only have two weapons in their arsenal. One is inflation. They print money, and the other is baloney. They only have those two weapons, inflation and baloney. And the baloney, of course, is to convince the American people to keep using these Federal Reserve notes, which are debt instruments. Now, that's a whole other lecture, if you will, and a whole other radio program, I understand. But we are being, our inheritance and our liberty is being sold away by these deficits. We are not able to defend ourselves. We won't be very soon able to defend ourselves militarily or economically, because we have profligate spending by both major parties. We elect one, and then they do this, and then we say, well, we'll elect the other, and then they do it even more. So we have a situation where we really don't have two political parties. People talk about the Constitution Party as being a third party. We're not. We're really a second party, because both of those parties have effectively merged for all intents and purposes, and they're both driving the car off the cliff. They're driving America off to the cliff into the abyss. And what we need is an alternative. And there is an alternative, Dr. Stan. And many people across America, I want to tell you that I meet people all the time who have heard your program. I was just in Nevada and Utah and California over the last week or so, and people have told me, they've come and said, I heard you on Dr. Stan. So I am very, very grateful for the work that you've done and Radio Liberty has done to get this message out. As you correctly say, we are filtered out by the major media, because the major media is a socialist media. They do not want to hear this message, just as both major parties are, as you know, sometimes called Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B, and they're really, again, for all intents and purposes, one party. The American people need a choice, and they have a choice. And you don't have to waste your vote on those who have demonstrated their lack of fidelity. You're just as bad off with either one of them. Don't fall for this kind of what I might call bogeyman politics. Like, well, we're bad, but don't vote for that guy because he's really worse. They both play this game with their base core constituents. And they both play this game where they fool us into thinking that we have to choose the lesser of two evils. That is not true, ladies and gentlemen. Please consider voting your conscience. As a matter of fact, you're going to be held accountable by God for voting your conscience. So don't vote for the lesser of two evils, which of course is still evil. Vote for principle. I was on with Don Crow the other day, who is a great, great talk show host. And I had the opportunity in answer to a caller to say, listen, you can't control the outcome of this election. That's in God's hands. God reigns. God will control the outcome. Don't try to play God and think, well, if I vote for him, then he might win. Don't do that. Vote your conscience and what has been given to you to do, and that is to vote for principle. You will be held accountable for that. So vote for principle, and please, if you remember that, my friend Howard Phillips says, if you don't vote for what you believe, you will never, ever get what you want. So please consider that as you go and exercise the precious franchise of your vote.
If you don't vote for what you believe in, you'll never get what you want. I think that's a beautiful phrase. Well, we're just about out of time now. Would you be able to stay with us? You're going to have to run.
Yes, I could stay a little bit longer if you'd like.
All right, fine.
I'm happy to take calls if you want.
Then when we get back, right, we'll welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you have a question for Michael Perutka, who's the presidential candidate of the Constitution Party, why, you give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with the TWA 800 on the way down off the eastern coast a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. And this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book out there that will give you a more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and a few weeks ago, Kevin DeMeritt of Lear Financial contacted us and asked if he could sponsor some of our programs. Well, I looked into the background of the company. They have an excellent reputation, so I think it's a good time to think very seriously about investing in precious metals. Why? Because we have inflation, we have a progressively devalued dollar, and we've lost almost 30-40% of our value of our currency, and we know that people like Warren Buffett are investing overseas. They're not investing in American currencies. Why not give the people at Lear Financial a call at 1-888-302-7111, that's 1-888-302-7111, and ask for their free audio seminar. Again, the number 1-888-302-7111. I think this is an excellent time to consider protecting your assets.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Michael Pruka. And Michael, you let me know when you have to take off. Right now, let's go to John, who's calling from Southern California. John, are you there?
Yes.
Have a question or comment?
Yeah, well, I first of all wanted to tell Michael that how encouraged, inspired I was by his candidacy. I saw the video clips of the convention on the website. And I had an idea that I thought could be of value to promote him in California and gets at least in this election some more public recognition. But I did find there was a problem. I don't know if I should talk to him off the air.
I think it'd be better to talk to him off the air. I have a question for him.
Well, my question is what plans he has to enable supporters to interact with his staff by telephone.
All right, fine. How can your supporters interact with your staff by telephone, and how can they even contact your committee right now?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. And John, thank you for your encouraging comments. I appreciate it. Let me say that our website is perutka2004.com, and that's perutka2004.com. perutka2004.com. Our phone number is 877-627-2004, 877-627-2004. And maybe I can anticipate with John's comment. We have been, in a sense, in the last few weeks, a victim of our own success, in a way, because we have been deluged with, and I'm grateful for this, praise God for this, we have been deluged with supporters and people who care about our campaign and want to offer suggestions and help the campaign, almost to the point that we have not been able in the past few weeks to actually handle the volume. I want to take this opportunity to acknowledge that and to thank those who, and to encourage those, please don't give up on us. We will do our best to get to every communication that is offered to us. Sometimes the best way is actually email, which we plow through as best we can to hear your suggestions and your comments and your suggestions for how what we can do.
All right, now what's the email site?
Sure, the email is info@perutka2004.com.
Info at perutka2004.com. And the website is perutka2004. And would you like to spell Perutka?
Sure, perutka2004.com. And again, my apologies to anyone out there who has made an effort to try to get their thoughts or their offers of help to us. We are again victims of our own success, and I'm grateful for it. But sometimes even success is a problem. So please bear with us and let us try to answer you as best we can.
And how can people donate to your campaign? That is something, because you've got to have funds to get the yard signs and those other things available.
Sure, and I'm very grateful for that. And there have been people who have been doing that, and a lot of people who really are giving from their wants, actually giving from. And I know some people who have contributed to us who aren't able to contribute much, but I'm still very, very grateful because it's an indication of their sincerity and their support. And they could go to the website, and there's a contribution button there on the website, and they could download a form that, we have to follow these silly federal laws that require us to get some certain information from you. It's not drastic, but we need to do that as we register your donation. But please go to the website and donate in that way, or they could make out checks to perutka2004.com, but we need their contact information and their employers. So again, I'm grateful for all offers of help and humbled by what I've seen so far.
And John, if you don't have the means to get through to him on the internet, why, you can always give us a call off the air and we'll help you, okay?
Well, yes, I would like to speak with someone on the campaign manager.
Okay, fine. Well, I think the thing to do would be to go to that website, the email, and then if you have difficulty, why, you can give me a call off the air, okay? Thanks so much. Let's go to Richard, who's calling from Alabama. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Michael, presumingly you get into office, what do you plan to do about this strange venue that is designed to enforce international commercial code and international contracts and United Nations treaties, and it's non-constitutional, it's spelled in all capital letters, and ambiguously is sometimes represented as a corporation and sometimes as part of our government?
Seems
to have consumed and destroyed our Constitution, except for the right to contract.
All right,
fine.
Let's ask Michael, how do you feel about all these rules and regulations coming down from the United Nations?
Well, I think if I understand Richard's point, and I'm conversant with this, this would take a whole show to actually discuss, but I'm conversant with the idea that the United States is a corporation formed in France, et cetera, the United States of America, and that we've been operating under what some people call admiralty law for a number of years. We will return. If Perutka is elected, Mr. Richard, in Alabama, believe me, we will, with all dispatch, return to a constitutional form of government in America. The questions that you raise are complex ones, but I understand what these issues are. And believe me, I will do everything in my constitutional power and authority to absolutely return to constitutional law, not admiralty law, not some other form of law in the United States of America.
All right. Somebody had called in and wanted to know, if you were the president, what would you do about the POWs who were abandoned in Vietnam? And if you looked into that end of the story, that there really were several, many hundreds, if not at least 1,000 POWs that were left behind, because Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger had promised the North Vietnamese that we would give them several billion dollars in war reparations, and then they reneged on the deal. And, of course, they've covered that fact up ever since then. If, indeed, that feeling is true and there really are POWs over there, what would you do to try to get them back?
Well, I just have to give a general answer, Dr. Stan. I have to admit that that's not an area that I'm extremely well-versed on. I apologize. I do realize, however, that it is the habit of and the policy of the United States government to withhold vital information and to both really to lie to the American people to decide what they can divulge and what they can't divulge. That would not be my policy. I believe that the allegiance of the American president, of course, what goes without saying, needs to be to the American people and to those who have sacrificed their lives and their liberty for the United States of America, and not to internationalist agendas. So I would do all I could to expose those kinds of travesties that have occurred.
All right, now, how would you feel about education? What can the federal government do to improve the quality of education across America today?
They could get out of it. They could remove themselves from it. There's no authority for the federal government to be involved in education. Education is in the province and the jurisdiction of the family, Dr. Stan. And, of course, you know that and your listeners know that Article 1, Section 8 lays forth the things for which the Congress can tax and spend your money, and one of them is not education. There's no authority. As late as 1996, the Republican Party promised that they would abolish the Department of Education, but of course now they're in power, and that promise has not been fulfilled. The Constitution Party, Michael Anthony Perucca, would fulfill that very promise because it is the correct Republican, smaller Republican thing to do, and that is to follow the Constitution. Regrettably, Dr. Stan, I'm called away, but I want to thank you so much for your dedication and your listeners' dedication to the cause of American liberty and constitutional government. I'm grateful for all the work that you do, and please, I again ask your listeners, if we have not responded in a timely way to your suggestions of the campaign. I ran into a lady in California, Dr. Stan, in Garden Grove just last week, who was actually very, very angry with me. She said, "I sent these 16 pages to your office." And I said, "Well, ma'am, next time, please send one page."
God bless it.
Thank you so much for your goodness and your graciousness, Dr. Stan, and all your... Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much. Bye-bye.
Right.
God bless you. Okay, fine. That was Michael Perucca.
And we've got
Robert, actually, calling from Illinois. Robert, we don't have Michael, but can I help you at all?
Yes, so my question was just that I was wondering, you know, and I asked your opinion, if the Constitutional Party would do well to kind of reach out maybe to more to, like, Democratic voters and AFL-CIO type voters with their idea of, you know, tariffs to protect jobs in the U.S. and not to outsource jobs and things like that.
Well, I think that the Constitution Party, I can't speak for them. I can simply tell you that I know people who are part of this. They believe that our Constitution was drawn up by some very smart people and who believed in tariffs and they believed in excise taxes to protect our industries. Now, the globalists, the people in the Council on Foreign Relations and these other gangs of people, their loyalty is not to America but to this internationalist dream of the New World Order and the New World Religion. So they, of course, take down our tariff barriers, they take down our excise taxes. They want, of course, to shift our industries overseas and shift our jobs because they have embraced this idea not only of redistributing the wealth within our nation, but between nations. And if you doubt that, that is the program, that is the policy. You need to get the Earth Charter. We'll be glad to send you one free of charge. And point 10 in this new Ten Commandments for the World, at least that's what how Gorbachev calls them, that great Democrat from Russia, who used to be the head of the KGB and the dictator of Russia. But, of course, now he is lauded and applauded by our leaders there at the Council on Foreign Relations. But point 10 is to redistribute the wealth within nations and between nations. I would say that the Constitution Party would do exactly what the AFL-CIO wants to do, and that is protect American industry and protect American jobs because they're interested in America and not in the world.
I agree with you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, anything else, Robert?
That's all. I thought it would be a good idea if they, because they're, you know, we have like the left-right paradigm that, as far as Republican-Democrat, but really It'd be better just to go with principle and, you know, and look beyond that, you know.
And you have to understand, Robert, that the leaders of the AFL-CIO are really part and parcel of this whole CFR complex. And if you go back through the years, you'll find out that the man who leads the AFL-CIO is usually a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, they can't let the labor workers of this country realize they're being led to their own destruction. So these people say exactly what you want to hear. But you never believe what a person says. You watch and see what they do. And I see the leaders of the political parties saying exactly what I want to hear, but they never do it. They say one thing and they do another. And you remember, well, let me give you an example. George Bush said something I totally believe. He said, we do not want to bring the American soldiers or fighting overseas or any American under the control of the International Criminal Court. We will not do this. We will stand on principle. American soldiers and our troops overseas will not be under the control of the International Criminal Court. Well, we're going to have to put them under the control of the International Criminal Court because of those pictures we released about the torture there at Abu Ghraib prison. We feel terrible about that. And to show how terrible we feel, after we released the prisoners and discredited America throughout the world, now we're going to bring everybody under the control of the International Criminal Court. And it's sort of like if you've ever read the book 1984, where, of course, the leaders of the Big Brother would be saying one thing, and then all of a sudden, in mid-sentence, he'd change his entire theme of his talk. At one moment, why the government was aligned, say, with Eurasia, and of course, the next minute, they'd be aligned with Africa. But the people would never bother to pick up and see what had happened because they knew Big Brother wouldn't lie to them. And unfortunately, this is exactly what's going on today. And the average laborer across America doesn't realize he's being betrayed by the leaders of the Democrat Party. He's being betrayed by many of the key people in key positions in organized labor who are dedicated to this process of globalization and shifting our jobs overseas. And, Robert, your job is to help us to get the truth out across America.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That was Robert calling from Illinois. This is going to be a fascinating election. We have just a little over 12 weeks yet before they go to the polls. And the question is, are there enough Americans who really care about our Constitution to understand what liberty is all about? Liberty and limited government are synonymous. The purpose of our Constitution was to protect our God-given rights. And it says in the Declaration of Independence that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with a certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to protect these rights, governments are constituted among men deriving their power from the consent of the governed. That is the purpose of the federal government. Matters dealing with life and with liberty and property to be limited to the states, and the states were not to have too much to do with it. Matters of life, liberty, and property were to be dealt with primarily at the local level. Nobody starved to death in America. We had certainly the most generous of all societies. Certainly there were poor people, but there was always food provided at the local level. And now, of course, we've got federal food stamps, and everybody's dependent upon the federal government. But when the federal government gets all that money, why, they keep most of it, and then they give just enough to keep people out there living in poverty and take away their pride. But once people become dependent upon the government, they lose, of course, their independence as citizens. The whole idea is to create a feudal society, to reinstitute feudalism. That is what socialism is all about. It's not about redistributing the wealth of the wealthy. It's about redistributing the wealth of the middle class and creating a feudalistic society with feudal lords, an all-powerful military, with videos on every street corner, of course, in the name of fighting terrorism, you must understand. Well, if we're really fighting terrorism, why don't we seal our border? Oh, we couldn't do that. We'd offend Vicente Fox, and we might make the United Nations mad. We don't have enough troops anyway, and it couldn't be done. But we're going to defend the borders over in Iraq and in other countries. We can't defend our own borders. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not involved in a war on terrorism. Not one iota. This has nothing to do with terrorism. If you read the 9/11 Commission report, this is the staff report, and if any of you want the pages, I will tell you, you will find something shocking that was brought out. And that is that the Taliban, the leaders of the Taliban, and the higher-ups of the Taliban didn't want Osama bin Laden to attack America. The leaders of al-Qaeda, most of them, did not want Osama bin Laden to attack America. They did not hate us, contrary to everything you've been told. It was only Osama bin Laden, for whatever reason, who seemed to be so intent upon the attack on the United States. Now, then, of course, we go over there and we kill all these people who had no quarrel with us at all. And we could have gotten Osama bin Laden at any time we wanted to. And the question is, why, when the president had repeatedly given orders that Osama bin Laden was to be apprehended and killed, terminated, I think was the term, why the leaders of our intelligence committee refused to carry out the president's directive, that is a haunting question. Could it be that they wanted a war on terrorism, and then they could justify the Patriot Act and all the new rules and regulations to control over the lives of the American people? Well, we'll be back here in just a moment or two, but remember, liberty and limited government are synonymous, tyranny and total government are synonymous, and we're moving towards total control over your life and the lives of your children.
Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, for America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let me mention a great tape set we have. It's called The Amazing Clips. It's three videos. It's about 4 hours of watching. And it goes into the background of the concentration camps. You'll actually see the hearings before the Iran-Contra committee, when the Congressman Jack Brooks is trying to ask Oliver North about the fact that he heard that there was a plan to suspend the Constitution and put American citizens into camps, and he keeps being interrupted by Senator Inouye, who doesn't want this to be a part of the record, who doesn't want this information to get out, and Jack Brooks says, but I just want to find out what the truth is, and Senator Inouye says, this is inappropriate for this conversation, we should have this in secret session, and he just cuts him right off. And then you'll hear a Congressman Gonzalez, who was the Democrat chairman of the House Banking Committee for many years, and the only person who really got close to the truth was Congressman Jack Brooks, because the truth of the matter, there really is a plan. There is a plan here in the United States in case of a terrorist attack to arrest American citizens and put them into detention camps. You need to see that footage. You need to see the religious leaders of both the Catholic and Protestant Church talking about the New World Order, the presidents and the vice presidents, both conservative and liberal, talking about the coming New World Order. The leading evangelical minister in this country saying, you don't have to be a Christian to go to heaven. You don't have to be a Christian to go to heaven. You'll see pictures of the camps. You'll see the most amazing footage. It's called The Amazing Clips, if you've never seen them. 4 hours of gripping testimony. And let me suggest that you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can order the four-tape set on concentration camps or the concentration camp special. You won't be sorry if you do. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoyed our interview this afternoon with Michael Perutka, who's a gracious gentleman. I know him personally, and certainly he's totally dedicated to the preservation of this country. Are you dedicated to the preservation of the country? And if we lose America, what happens to you, to your pension, to your material possessions? What happens to your freedom? What happens to your family? And people must understand that freedom is always under attack. There are always those who would take away our freedom. It has to be regained in every generation, and we're not going to gain our freedom by fighting over in Iraq, and because this war was totally contrived. And if you don't believe that, you go to the website that Michael Perutka talked about, newamericancentury.org. And if you want to, of course, know exactly where to look in that, you can get my newsletter out, and you can look up our references to that. I believe it's January of the year 2003, and or you can get our syllabus. It's called the Iraq, the Untold Story, and we actually have everything off of significance off that website there. That's Iraq, the Untold Story. Let me suggest that you get the syllabus of Iraq, the Untold Story, to realize that all of the wars of the last century, every one of them was contrived. Every one of them was designed to have the absolute most carnage. In fact, although we don't mention it in our syllabus, they timed the landing there at Normandy, when, of course, it would be at low tide, so there'd be the maximum distance that those boys would have to run across the beach, so there'd be the most carnage, just exactly as Winston Churchill arranged for the invasion of Gallipoli during the First World War, so that there'd be the maximum number of people killed. I think 160,000 British soldiers died. Why? Because Winston Churchill, contrary to everything we ever read, was an evil and wicked man. He was totally dedicated to the One World Order. He was a Druid, and of course he was also a Mason. And he was one of the architects of the First World War and the carnage of the First World War, and then the carnage of the Second World War, which we perpetuated years longer than necessary. And if you get our syllabus, or you'd even like it independently, we'll send it to you free of charge. The article out of the Chicago Tribune pointing out that the Japanese had been trying for 6 months to surrender, and we wouldn't let them surrender. And the invasion of Okinawa and of Iwo Jima, and the dropping of the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were unnecessary. And I know this from personal experience, because I spent time with General Wedemeyer, who was in command of the forces there in China. He told me that is intercepted the first Japanese offer to surrender after the first bomb was dropped. We didn't have to drop the second bomb. The Japanese were desperate to surrender, and we wouldn't let them. And another 100,000 people were incinerated. And you only understand this by understanding there is evil. And if you doubt that, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the video we're carrying. It's entitled, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. You can get the 4-hour or the 10-hour version. You need to get another new book we're carrying. It's called Fallen Angel. It's the story of a rock group called Led Zeppelin, and the most popular music album ever made. It was called Stairway to Heaven. It was written produced by people who were dedicated to Satan. In fact, the whole rock scene is dedicated to Satan. And of course, it all gets back to Aleister Crowley. The book Fallen Angel, you need to get our 4-tape set on Aleister Crowley. You need to get our video, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, and then, of course, you'll get a catalog with that, that'll introduce you to this whole other world that we never talk about in our churches today, because, well, our churches are not addressing the problem. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. And, of course, the devil is prowling like a hungry lion, and he's gaining so many converts to our schools and to the music and to the drugs and to the sex, and that's what rock and roll's all about. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Ladies and gentlemen, pray for America. Pray for revival. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for revival, because if America doesn't turn back to God, is there any reason why God should ever again bless this country or keep us from being destroyed? And lastly, please remember to keep my ministry in your prayers, Radio Liberty. Pray for my staff and my family, and for our effort to educate the American people. Until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, may the Lord be with you.